It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader as we take a look at this weekend's arts and cultural events. Rich, a big event, an annual event for folks in the Lexington area and around the region, the Woodland Art Fair.
It's been going on for 39 years, so well established as an annual event and certainly a favorite of a lot of folks because it combines so many things. I mean, you've got, you know, the centerpiece, sort of the reason for it is the over 200 artists that are exhibiting and selling work there, and it's a great time just if you like to look at stuff or if you like to shop. And I guess there is the danger that you could go from the looker to the shopper, you know, if you're on a budget, but because there's a lot of attractive stuff out there. But then you've also got music and activities and food and just a Saturday afternoon in the park. And I guess it looks like it might be a really nice one, a Saturday and Sunday afternoon out at Woodland Park.
Another major event this weekend, especially for Elton John fans. I suspect they'll want to look forward to this one, the Picnic with the Pops.
I know Picnic with the Pops the last few years has been offering up something, you know, really different every year. Last year it was Warner Brothers cartoons, and this year it is Michael Cavanagh bringing his Elton John show to Picnic with the Pops. And Michael Cavanagh actually sort of was a professional musician and doing pretty well, and then he was sort of discovered by Billy Joel doing a show in Las Vegas, another, you know, highly esteemed piano man there of rock and roll. And Billy Joel asked him to be him essentially in Moving Out, the Broadway production with Twyla Tharp that has been through here on tour now, and you know, it's quite a sensation for a little while on Broadway. So since then, Michael Cavanagh has put together shows of Billy Joel and Elton John and other artists, and that's what he's bringing. So you'll hear orchestral versions of songs like From Philadelphia Freedom to Your Song, and you know, pretty much anything else in the Elton John catalog, it's fair game.
And finally, I thought this one was interesting because upon first glance, I thought this was just a recreational event. But since we're talking to you about it, I'm guessing the River Blast is not just a recreational event.
Well, it is very recreational. That's kind of the big raison d'etre, is to raise awareness of the Kentucky River and you know, it is a resource and a place for recreation and fun and things of that sort. And they're certainly going to be out on the river with some paddle races and things of that sort. But they're also having a little festival on land, some very island, you know, sort of tropical oriented music. You'll hear, from what I understand, you know, tunes from Buffett and Bob Marley and folks like that, and a lot of good food too. And kind of all of it is geared toward raising you know, awareness of the river and enjoying it. And you know, as we said before, it looks like a nice weekend, so probably a good time to be out there.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader, as usual, it's been a pleasure. Till next time, sir.
Thank you.